kind of building on understanding yeses and noes, this has been my favorite conversation recently, and my question is about, so based on something you said last night, so I'm doing some work in the world, and based on things we were saying last night, I was like, oh, these things are here to serve me. And
Like what?
So I just, I stepped out of the corporate world multiple times and really committed now to being on my own. So with that said, leveraging my gifts, skills, and talents, started a creative project management consultancy. So I have four different projects that I'm working on. And saying that I'm building a bridge to the real me. And so I just need help untangling the Christmas lights a little bit around that. And because last night I was like, oh, like I'm learning things from these things that are going to prepare me. And that was the thing that I was telling myself last night. But at lunch, I had a conversation with this beautiful woman. And in reflection, was feeling like, am I putting myself off again? And so, you know, and in terms of my yeses and nos, like, the reason why I haven't said no to some of these things is because this is the way I make money right now. And if I said no to some of them that I might feel a little not great about, you know, my story that I'm telling myself is that I won't be able to pay my bills.
Right.
And then develop what I want to develop to put out in the world. So, do you get what I'm asking?
I do.
Okay, perfect.
So I'm going to ask you a series of questions. We're going to kind of untangle this.
Great.
Yeah. And then Christmas lights will be strung up.
Oh, thank you.
So, first question. Just on a philosophical or emotional level, what do you want to bring to the world?
So, well, this is a big question that feels very vulnerable for me.
Okay.
So, I'm here, I feel like I'm here to birth the next evolution of the planet. I have a particular love for women and women's empowerment. And there's something there. It's not completely clear, but it's like I want to hold women's circles and really support women on whatever kind of journey they're going through. So that's just the next step, you know, and because I'm working so hard to build stability, I don't feel like I have time for that.
To me, that's the story.
Yeah.
So now in the jobs you say yes to just to pay your bills, what is it about those jobs you don't like or don't resonate with or think or makes you think that it's opposite to your purpose of birthing the divine feminine energy on this planet?
Okay, let me make sure I heard that. So what is it about what I'm doing that makes me feel like I'm not doing or birthing the divine feminine?
Yeah, what is it about those things that makes you feel not so good?
So for some reason people label me as a marketing and communications person. I don't feel like I'm that at all, and I don't want to do it.
and tell me about the experiences of people you work with in marketing and communication. What experience do you have with those people that is not as fulfilling for you?
So, well, it's not that it's not fulfilling. I think I'm uncomfortable in the not knowing.
Of what?
So, for example, there's speaker-teacher types, and I don't have any idea how to write a one sheet, let alone I don't want to do it.
A one sheet of what?
For speaking. It's just like a little profile, like a bio profile.
Speaking in terms of like being like a spiritual teacher and speaking.
Yeah, like speaking.
So just to kind of take us back to what I'm leading you to seeing is that it seems to be that your idea, which is great, is to be out there in the world, bring the divine feminine energy to the planet. However, in order to do that, space has to be cleared for the divine feminine to enter. And you working as a marketing consultant, your energy field is helping to unravel the imbalanced, overly masculated energy that has suppressed the divine feminine in all the people that you're meeting while playing the role as a marketing consultant. So if you were to hold women's circles, you'd be bringing the feminine energy to the planet. If you work as a marketing consultant, you're doing the same by clearing the masculine and balancing space for the feminine to arise. Both are necessary for the feminine energy of the fifth dimension to enter. So it seems to me that both are a part of bringing this divine feminine energy to the planet. It's just that it's not the role in which your ego, which is fine, wants to be viewed by. That marketing consultant doesn't feel the same as speaker, visionary, spiritual, whatever. But if you're a light worker, and if the place you need to go to help balance out the feminine energy needs you to be dressed up as a marketing consultant, why shouldn't we feel just as good about that as you do about the other thing? Because my feeling is it's not that you're just taking these jobs just to pay your bills. You are being put in a position where you have to take these jobs to pay your bills, to force you into situations where your light can bring to those locations a balanced energy that's necessary for more feminine energy to enter. Does that make sense?
It completely makes sense, and that's the clarity.
Right?
That I was asking about, yeah.
My feeling right now for you is holding women's circles feels like a hobby. And don't feel bad about that. One of the worst things we can do as light workers is have this big vision of the role we want to play in the world and not think we're doing enough for the planet until we're recognized by large amounts of people. And for me to say that in the position I'm in is real convenient, isn't it? Oh, Matt, sure, it's easy for you to say that. Mr. YouTube, whatever. But I spent the last so many years serving each person like it was the entire world, and over a series of years, this grassroots movement happened, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So many people on live stream, people in person, I mean, you know, and this is becoming a worldwide phenomenon. But not because I worked to make it that. I just did my work. And this was what life wanted me to do. This is the role I'm meant to play. And you may have a role on the side, being this spiritual whatever, and you may have a full-time job as a marketing consultant, which is your covert disguise for the real light work you're doing vibrationally. And perhaps the reason you can't write a one sheet is because you're trying to fit yourself into an idea that is smaller than the role you're already playing. So what about that?
That's amazing. Well, and just to be clear, the one sheet isn't for me, it's for my client. But
right, but still.
Yeah, I mean, you just affirmed, you know, like last night I heard some things and really surrendered into what I know sometimes that I bring to the party, if you will. And then kind of getting confused, like, are these things blocking me from? And because I've been confused about my yeses and nos as well.
Of course.
It's been a big journey for me. So
of course.
You really helped. That was the answer I was looking for. So
wonderful.
I'm going to keep going.
From the position of knowing that the marketing consultant is a part of your light work, now your yeses and nos will come from the deepest place. Now they're not going to be confusing. Because it's not like you being a marketing consultant is like, oh, well, I'm just going to do this and make some money until I can figure out to do the things I'm really here to do. This is all a part of what you're here to do. And there's a reason why you're in this position. And there's a reason why certain doors will open for you and certain won't. So if you're going to be a light worker, go where you're needed. And if they need you to be a marketing consultant, then that's what you're going to be. And if someone, like a client, says it has to fill out a one sheet, like a speaker and what they're here to do, that's easy to do. A one sheet is simply telling the world what we're here to offer by letting people know what we enjoy offering. Give you a quick story. So, once, you know, a couple times a year, I get booked to speak at different conferences. And at one of these conferences, I always am invited to be a part of a panel discussion. Panel discussion is me and a bunch of other authors or spiritual teachers or whatever get together to discuss a certain spiritual topic in front of a live audience, right? This, for me, is hilarious. Because it's kind of ridiculous. When I show up, it always feels like I'm in the middle of some sort of, like, movie. And there's people, some teachers I know, some people who know me, some people who don't. So you know when people don't know you, they give you that look like, I don't know who you are. You know?
Yeah, Absolutely.
You know, I've had people who don't know who I am, which doesn't bother me. And they look at me like I'm some sort of, like, why is there a production assistant on stage with me? Someone's real estate agent wandered onto my stage. And I'm fine with that. So I went to this one of these expos, and this is a true story. They said, Matt, would you like to speak on a panel to discuss ascension? Oh, yeah, I would. Hell yeah, I would. So I go to the panel, I show up, moderated by someone I've known for about 8 years, a couple people, some people know me, you know, some people, who the hell is this guy? You know, real spiritual welcome. So I get on stage, and this person, the person who's running the panel says, Matt, I'm really sorry, you know, we were going to have you at the end. I said, no, this is good. Always put me at the end. Always. Because I do what I do. Always let me go last. Please. I beg you. You know, for me. Last. So we get up there. There's a little thing with my name on it, and all these authors are sitting there, and people have their books in front of their names with all their products and all their blah, 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 blah. So then the first question is, please introduce yourself to the audience. One by one, first person, my name is so-and-so, I represent the billionth dimension, I have over 10,000 chakras, whatever they say, right? Qualification, blah-bitty, blah-bitty. Next person, hi, my name is so-and-so, please join me to swim with dolphins in Lemuria, whatever. I'm going to lead a psychic cruise. Please join me for that. Okay. Next person. Hi, my name is so-and-so. I've written 10,000 books. Blah, blah, blah. Then my turn. Swear to God this happened. Hi, my name is Matt Kahn. I channel healing energy through the sound of my voice. It is my greatest joy to serve your evolution. And if I have the honor to connect with you, it would be my greatest desire. The entire audience goes, ah. And these other people look at me like, you asshole. Why didn't I think of that? No. You're too busy talking about your 10,000 chakras. No. All I talk about is what I'm passionate about, which is helping you.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Matt Kahn. I will unearth anything and spare no expense to liberate your soul now. That's my resume. Right?
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Hi, I'm Matt Kahn. I have a PhD in getting shit done. You know what I mean? And everyone goes, and it's just, there's a differentiation. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just being myself. So I'm not presenting myself as an object. I'm not speaking about consciousness. I'm speaking as consciousness. So your client figures out, what do they enjoy offering to the world that has some sort of benefit, and share how much joy it brings them to give that gift. Right? You go to any spiritual store or cafe, and there's 100,000 cards if you need a Reiki master. And I think Reiki's awesome, but just as an example. Or a massage therapist, or whatever it is. And if there's one card that says, I love touching people's lives, and it would be my greatest joy to serve you, that will stand out from any qualification. So it's not about what qualifies someone. It's what joy does it bring someone to help another person? Because every person who needs help wants to be helped by someone who likes helping. End of story. That's how we spread passion. And the spreading of passion is the true spiritual purpose of marketing. Marketing is just, hey, I'm excited about this. I wanted to share it with you. That's it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally makes sense.
And that's a way for spiritual beings to get clear on their passion and what they're here to give their audience, to make sure that they're not just giving to their audience what they think is going to be marketable, but they're spending their time doing the things they like doing. That's you helping your clients get clear on their yeses and nos.
Mm-hmm.
While you're serving your role as a covert light worker, helping to balance out the masculine and feminine energy to bring about the divine feminine back to this earth.
Mm, thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful reflection.
You're welcome.